weekend plans for about 175 diverse and influential Alaskans include discussing ideas for right-sizing state government, working with interactive financial models, and frank talk about the third rail of Alaska politics, revenue, taxes, and tapping the permanent fund. Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott are sponsoring the weekend retreat on building a sustainable future at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. They'll be sounding boards for big picture policy discussions about the state's long-term fiscal future. KTOO's Jeremy Shea has more.
Governor Bill Walker says the location of the retreat has historical significance.
It'll be at the same site where the drafting of the Alaska Constitution took place in 1959. So I like going back to our roots, so to speak. I like it. It's at the university campus, and we're going to stay in the dorms. The vast majority of us will stay in the dorms at UAF.
Are you going to have a roommate? Are you sleeping in some undergrad's bed?
I think the first lady is going to be my roommate. I'm hoping she will be anyways.
Walker says he's looking forward to the collegiate atmosphere and dialogue. Many of the people invited to participate are members of his transition team that met after he was elected in November. While lawmakers are still at an impasse on the budget and how to address a multi-billion dollar deficit for the fiscal year that begins in July, that's not what this weekend is about.
We're moving on beyond the budget impasse. We want to talk about the next, 10 years, next, 20 years, next 50 years in Alaska.
We can't go around having our cake and eating it too.
Gunnar Knapp has studied the state's fiscal situation for months as director of the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage. This weekend, he'll be speaking and listening.
It won't work anymore to say, I demand this, this, and this in terms of schools or ferry service or health or roads or troopers or whatever it is people want from the government, and at the same time saying, but I don't want anybody, using the permanent fund or asking me to pay taxes. You can't have it both ways.
The legislature's finance analysts have repeatedly noted this year that even if every state-funded government worker were laid off, the state would still spend billions more than what is forecast in revenue. Since January, Knapp says he's given at least 20 talks on the subject with various civic, education, and business groups. Progress has been slow.
You can't go way out in front of what people are willing to talk about, even if you're in the legislature and the governor and you know that eventually the conversation is going to have to get to those things. It is a process of education.
Knapp hopes that politically taboo fiscal matters will stop being taboo after this weekend.
I'm not going there to advocate any particular solution. I'm just advocating an open conversation about the nature of the problem.
The retreat itself is expected to be a frugal affair. Most of the participants are paying for their own travel, and dorms are a lot cheaper than hotels. There won't be bunk beds, but participants may have to share dorm rooms, says Claire Richardson, staff to the Lieutenant Governor. Richardson says she expects the state's final bill to be under $150,000. A big chunk of that is a $37,000 contract with, full disclosure, 360 North for web and television coverage. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.